This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Barkat Meredia, last name Meredia, M-A-R-E-D-I-A, first name Barkat, B-A-R-K-A-T, middle initial S, date of birth is 2/21/74, date of visit 6/29/23. This is a 49-year-old pleasant Indian male patient who is here for follow-up on his labs. Period. History of pressing illness. Patient's a known diabetic for almost 10 years. And he had some lab work done a couple of days ago. Period. My patient says that he follows a very strict diabetic diet and he walks an hour a day. He eats fairly small meals twice a day and only a snack in the midday. He says that he's been out of Farxiga as well as Ozempic for 1 month now. Past medical history significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus. That is his major problem. Under history of pressing illness, please include, he's also complaining of problem with sleep and would like something for it. The Quivig was very expensive for him to buy, so he did not buy it. Also, he's complaining of tingling and numbness in his toes, which started in the both toes and now is traveling up the foot. He's not able to wear closed shoes, and the symptoms are worse at night, period. On exam, patient is 5 feet 9 inches tall, weight 193 pounds, blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse 92 per minute, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.9, BMI is 29. Is right-handed, not a smoker, not a drinker, no drug use. Allergies, no known drug allergy. 30-minute postprandial blood sugar is 275. He has head normocephalic, neck is supple, no left pneumothy thoracomegaly, lungs are quite clear, no wheezing, rawls or ronchi, heart S1, S2, regular syncytium. Extremities, skin is moist, peripheral pulses are good. A lab review. His fasting blood sugar was more than 160. His hemoglobin A1C is 8.9. Last year it was 10.2. Assessment: type 2 diabetes mellitus. Early next is early peripheral neuropathy symptoms. Period. Tell patient that his CMP, the rest of the CMP other than the blood sugar, the CBC and the lipids were all in normal range. I did give him some, he's maxed out on the dose of the metformin as well as the glyburide. He only is able to, not able to afford Farxiga or Ozempic. He will continue his lisinopril as he is. He takes 5 milligrams daily. His atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Metformin 1000 milligrams twice a day. Glyburide 5 milligrams twice a day. He needs to be on another agent which he can afford. We did have some samples of Farxiga today, 10 milligrams. I've given him 28 samples. Told him to check blood sugar 3 times a week fasting and 3 times a week postprandial or bedtime and record and bring to next visit to see if Farxiga is all that he needs, in addition to the metformin and glyburide. Januvia may be another option, but to me it looks like he needs more than Januvia, and hence I gave him the Farxiga. He will continue to exercise, and I did ask him to try quinoa in the diet instead of the brown rice. He's very strict with his diet though, but he has a very strong family history of diabetes. Mother was diabetic, who's no more. Sisters and brothers are diabetics too. He will return to the office, and I also did give a prescription for gabapentin, 100 milligrams 60. Start with one capsule a day for 7 days, and then increase it to 2 capsules a day for 7 days, and then 3 capsules a day. This might help his sleep as well as his neuropathy. He will return to the office in 4 weeks or sooner for any problems. I did ask him to call the office if he needs a prescription for gabapentin sooner than 4 weeks.